KO4 CEF KQ4 GIV.
Go ahead, KO4 CEF. GIV, this is KO4 CEF. Do you copy? Q4 GIV, this is KO4 CEF. Do you copy?
4 GIV, KQ4 CEF. No, wait a minute.
GIV, go ahead. This is KO4 CEF. KO4 CEF, do you copy?
Yeah, I copy. Y'all make it home, okay?
We've got everything out, and right now just trying to run a fan just to cool the house off a little bit. Y'all good after your yard work?
Oh, yeah. We just cooked a pot of chili beans out on the grill. Sat here and just finished up eating. The traffic on 14 backed up from Sink Station down as far as I can see behind the house.
Station open. Everybody's piling up for whatever reason. I don't understand, but we tried to go to Publix and get a few groceries just to kind of top off what we had, but the line was right around the parking lot. So we got a couple days worth. We're just going to stick with what we got and stay home.
Have you heard anything about how far the power outage is? Does it go to Packlet and Union?
Not real sure. When I checked on the map, the percentage of Duke Energy customers without power is pretty high. Just seems pretty widespread. Just a lot of transformers and stuff were taken out and substations. I was reading Lawrence, only 3 out of their 34 substations were up and running. So, I mean, it's pretty widespread, pretty bad, but I haven't heard anything specific about Packlet.
Lawrence, you probably got Packlet, too.
That spread as far as the southeast. It looks like the whole western half of South Carolina is pretty much kind of in the dark. And then once you kind of go to the other way, Horry County and whatnot, they were far enough away from it.
Glad y'all made it home, okay. I'm going to get off and conserve the battery. And y'all need anything, try to get a hold of me. I love you. KQ4GIV, signing off.
Roger that. Call me if you need me on the radio, and I'll be monitoring. KO4CEF, and I'll be standing by.
CEF, KO4HKX. So if 26 up to Hendersonville is open?
The farthest we've driven is to exit 5, I think it was. We made it that far a couple nights ago, and traffic was so backed up with that. That gas station right there, that Circle K was open, but I didn't go any further than that.
I was just curious. Had a lot of people ask. Pretty much we're cut off up here. You can't get from Asheville to this way. You can't come up 276, can't come up 178. 25 was blocked last I heard. I don't know if it's open yet or not. So pretty much cut off up here.
I mean, from what I can tell, when we went up 26, you know, there had been some trees and stuff at some point in time that had fallen over. Looked like they had cleared a lot of them. So I think most of the major roads are fairly open. But, you know, we rode down Highway 221 yesterday, and there were still trees blocking one, the outside lane, but not the inside lane. So they're just kind of clearing up certain areas, and then there's still power lines across a bunch of roads.
I've been out today checking on the neighbors and helping them clean up. We've had two mudslides or landslides, whatever you want to call them. One of them was pretty bad. Took out the neighbor's power poles, took their both of their vehicles, washed them down the hill, their well pump, everything, jerked it right out of the ground.
Worse than I thought. You know, usually they hype everything up. I didn't think it would be bad, anything worse than what we've seen before, but yeah, it's turned out a lot worse than I thought.
I think that's why nobody was prepared for it, is because they hype up everything and then nothing happens. And so everybody's just like, this will be the same way, and it wasn't.
Can you still copy me all right? I can cut it down to 10 watts.
Difference in your signal.
It's pretty bad. Like I said, we went and visited the wife's mom and then my parents today, and you hit a lot of these back roads, and they're bad. Power poles everywhere. There's still lines hanging out over the roads. You know, people going around. There was one place there was actually a transformer laying on the road, and everybody was just going around it.
We'll drive, try to drive through the water up here and get stranded and have to be rescued, and don't make no sense.
I'll be honest, I haven't figured out why there's so many people out on the roads and all the gas stations are slam full. I mean, unless you're traveling, unless you got a generator to run, I don't know what the gas is going to do for you.
Clear. Somebody reported that the fire departments and places down in Greenville County were looking for diesel for their trucks and couldn't find it.
Bravo.
I just wanted to cut in because you were wondering why everyone's hitting gas stations, and I think it's because you can charge phones in your car, and even my stepdad's truck, they have like a plug-in, so I think maybe that's what people are thinking, to get gas so that they can charge some stuff in their car.
Pretty good reason. A lot of people need their cell phones nowadays.
Well, they won't do you any good up here. There's no cell service. No phones, no internet, no nothing. Two-way radio is it.
What?
North Carolina, Harrisonville, Brevard, Asheville, pretty much all the same way.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were up in North Carolina. Everything got washed out. I'm sure you know that. You're all right, though? You got a generator or something?
House generator, and I didn't sustain any damage so far. As long as any more damage, I'm good for right now. Been several of my neighbors have had problems and mudslides and damage that way, but lots of trees down.
It's definitely good. We don't have one, but we do have running water at least and a gas stove, so. It's been a little bit like camping.
Yep. Same here. It's nice and peaceful, I can tell you that.
Back to your conversation, I'm just sorry to butt in, but I just wanted to hopefully pass along some information. I'm on my way home. I had to go out and get some groceries because, well, I'm from Michigan, and I knew it was going to be bad, but I only planned for, like, 2 or 3 days worth of food, so I had to go out and get some more. But, yeah, I'm just on my way home and wanted to pop in real quick and see you guys. Yeah.
Welcome in the conversation anytime, and you be careful out there. KO4HKX.
I mean, he caught us off guard, so it's not surprising. We planned a couple of days of groceries, figured we'd be able to go back out and get more, but yeah. And you're talking about service, like my parents live up, you know, Campobello, and they have no Verizon service. T-Mobile, my work phone, does not have any data service here whatsoever, so they won't send messages out. So our AT&T is the only thing working in the house, and obviously with all the poles down, Spectrum's out, so we don't have internet at home.
We would have had internet had we had power. Thankfully, you know, I'm amateur radio here. I had about 5 Baofengs, so I had charged those all up just in case I needed to, you know, put it on like an FRS frequency for my family members so that we can talk. So far, it looks like towers aren't overloaded in our area. I'm close to like Reedville, Greer area. So hopefully that stays that way, but, yeah, it definitely hit us harder, a lot harder than I think everyone expected.
And I doubled with you there at the start, Jamie. I'm sorry about that. But I think everybody got through, heard what you said. But yeah, cell service up here has been very spotty for a few, but Verizon's down, but now everything is on backup power, and it's going to be a while because the main transmission line's coming up 276 and 178 into here or down. And I like to say the trees are just everywhere.
Is there any indication about how this repeater is doing? Is it on backup power or is it shore power?
Sure, it's still on shore power, but I have not heard for sure.
Hello.
Oh, you got some information on that?
See, it's running generator off the WYFF repeater, or the broadcast tower generator. That's our backup power for it.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, because, I mean, this repeater is the only contact for a lot of people right now.
Yep, and I can't remember if it's propane or gas, or diesel up there. But they got a big tank, and it's most likely, since power's out in that area too, it's most likely running off the generator. And I know they were trying to get into it earlier this afternoon to probably service it. It is supposed to be on a generator on the one of the broadcast station's generators, but apparently it's been disconnected for some reason, and we'll have to get up there to investigate when we can.
28 Leroy, is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, roger. The 82 machine on Paris Mountain. It's on a backup generator. It's supposed to be on a backup generator with one of the broadcast stations up there. And apparently it's been disconnected for some reason because the broadcast station's on the air, but the 82 is off air.
Well, hopefully they can get it figured out here soon so something like this ever happens again, it'll be online for everybody.
Yep. Okay, I'll let you go. I heard y'all talking. I thought I'd give you that little information there.
Okay, KO4CF.
KA5WLF.
I don't know if they're going to make it in today. It might be tomorrow or next day before they make it up through there.
I gave an estimate. They should be able to get a good bit of people back up and running by tomorrow at midnight almost, so I don't know what that means and how they're going to pull that off, but I guess we'll see.
That's going to be a feat if they can do that.
How much has been damaged? I mean, it's really crazy. So, well, Patrick, I'm going to get on off here and save it for somebody else that needs to do it and save my battery power. So you be safe up there, and hopefully we'll holler at you here in a little bit, but I'll be standing by. So you have a good one. 73KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final, or standing by on your final.
Leroy and Jamie, y'all be careful out there, and take care. 73, and I'll be standing by. KO4HK.
It's John, K4WCL. Oh, we got our power on about 30 minutes ago, so we are definitely one of the lucky ones.
Yes, well, I'm glad you got power back on, and everything's good and safe for you. There's a lot of people without power right now.
62,000 Blue Ridge Electric customers out of 72,000, and only 5,000 have been restored so far. So I am definitely in the small minority of folks who have been restored.
Yes, well, y'all be careful, and I'm going to jump off here, and I'm going to cook me something to eat. I'm hungry.
Pretty good. We got a hot meal in town earlier, but we're gonna fire up the kitchen this evening. I never thought I'd say this, but I'll actually enjoy cooking. Nah, I enjoy cooking anyway, but it'll be nice to have kind of a normal night. Watch the big football game on the big screen and have a couple cold beers. So, see you, man. Good luck to you. Hopefully things will start getting back to normal for you pretty soon. And I didn't realize that this is one of the few repeaters on the air in the upstate, so I'll shut my big mouth up and keep it clear for someone that might actually need it. 73 Patrick, take care of yourself, K4WCL.
Y'all be careful and stay safe out there. KO4HK, standing by.